You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Australian company TNG Limited has proposed an incinerator in the Sawini beachside area of Fiji. The application specifically cites New Zealand as a source of waste for the incinerator, which would burn 900,000 tonnes of waste per year. This is more than four times the amount of waste that Fiji itself produces. Concerns have been raised about the impact on the local environment, hazardous materials, and air emissions. Issues have also been raised about heritage and dignity. The site of the proposed incinerator, Ngāi Korokoro Point, is the ancestral arrival site for the people of the Vuda district. I spoke to Sue Coutts, Director of External Affairs at Zero Waste Aotearoa, about this proposed incinerator. I started by asking if she could explain who Zero Waste Aotearoa is and what they do for those who don't know.
Yeah, I'm Sue Coutts from Zero Waste Aotearoa. We're an organisation that has members right across the country who are into reuse, repair, recycling and composting in their communities. And then we also do quite a lot of advocacy, just trying to shift our world to a more low waste, low carbon, economy. So that's why we're interested in this incineration proposal.
And why are you concerned about New Zealand exporting waste to Fiji? And how has this discussion arisen?
Well, what's happened is there's a big incinerator being proposed for Fiji. There was a company that was looking to set up a facility, like a big incineration facility, to burn rubbish in Sydney, and they were turned down over there. And so they've taken their proposal over to Fiji and they're proposing bringing rubbish from Australia, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, other Pacific Islands to Fiji and burning it there. We think that's a crazy idea. The incinerator is set up, that they're talking about setting up, is going to burn 900,000 tonnes of waste every year, and that's more than four times what Fiji produces itself each year. We know that incinerators, where they're being used in other parts of the world, they generate a lot of toxic ash, so Fiji is going to end up with a much bigger problem to deal with than they've already got if this incinerator proposal goes ahead. We don't think New Zealanders should be sending our rubbish across to Fiji to make it their problem. Then the Fijians just end up with having to deal with a problem that we've created, and that's not a fair way of going about things.
And I want to ask, obviously you've been advocating against this in New Zealand, but has there been an opposition movement from people inside Fiji?
Yes, there is. Yeah, the Fijians really coming out against it, and the local people are saying, this is a beautiful area. We've got plans and, the potential to develop it for tourism and something which is much more sustainable economic development for Fiji. If an incinerator is built there, then that's going to really make that, a lot harder. Not that many people want to go on a holiday to a beautiful beachside location and sit beside a giant incinerator that's huffing out toxic emissions. Everyone from the rugby clubs over there coming out against it. They're saying they really don't want to see Australia sending their rubbish to Fiji for them to deal with. And we've got quite strong opposition over there from a lot of people who are working together. The Prime Minister, Sirivini Rabuka, has also said he understands the concerns and he doesn't support the project proceeding. They're basically saying, we don't want to be the ashtray for Australia and New Zealand. We don't want you guys to be dumping your waste on us.
And what are some alternatives to this proposal?
Well, I think the thing that we're seeing around the world is a lot of the wealthy countries where people consume a lot, use a lot of stuff, throw a lot of stuff away, create a lot of rubbish in their lifestyles where they're, buying short life products and then use them for not very long and then toss them out. Really we've got to have a good hard think about that process or that way of life. A lot of people don't really know much about where things come from. Often the producer, the way clothing, household goods are produced overseas creates problems for people in those countries in terms of pollution and environmental damage and often not very good social relations, people working in the factories producing all that stuff. and then use them for a very short time, and then we throw them away. All of the same things happen. You know, there's problems either in our country and with landfill and with these incinerator proposals that are popping up around New Zealand. And then, now I've got this idea of sending it away overseas. So there isn't really some magical away place that we can send all this stuff. We have to start thinking about how we can reduce our consumption and take a bit more responsibility.
And is there anything else you would want people to know about this issue?
Well, I think the thing that's really important to understand is it's part of a long-term pattern. A lot of your listeners might not remember that in the 70s, New Zealanders really stood up against the idea of nuclear testing in the Pacific, which created a lot of long-term harm for, countries over there out in the Pacific where they were testing nuclear weapons. Bigger countries did that because they thought it was better to pollute someone else's country and not their own, and these incinerator proposals are the same sort of thing. You know, it's just we really need to stand up against these kinds of toxic incinerators being set out into countries which have weaker regulations or less rules about how things might work, and we have to really stick by our Pacific neighbours and help them to fight for clean, solutions. If they're saying they're going to spend $1 billion on this incinerator, if they spend $1 billion on solar and wind, that would set Fiji up, which is really great. Renewable energy source, that's exactly the opposite of what an incinerator would do.
That was Sue Coutts, Director of External Affairs at Zero Waste Aotearoa, on a proposal to export New Zealand waste to Fiji for incineration.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.